Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Happy Tuesday.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about mailing offers to the same county twice.
Why would you do that?
Cracking me up. Before we get into it, let's take a question placed by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Cool. All right. Katrina asked, this is actually in one of our weekly calls. This is a really good question, so I wanted to throw it in here for everybody. This is the kind of stuff we talk about, by the way, on our weekly member calls. Do you recommend outsourcing the initial incoming call from sellers to a service, like if you're working full time? Should the calls be answered live? This is a really good question.
Go ahead, Jill.
Because most of our members are in that situation.
Yeah.
So they're
nearly all.
Yeah. They have a day job. And this
as
is
they should be.
Exactly. Nobody's quitting there or anything yet for if they do. And if they do quit their day job, it's not for a very, very long time until it makes no more sense to have that day job. So I'll get off that soapbox. Anyway, the answer is yes. And there's so many good, cheap
alternatives
out there.
The answer is yes and yes and yes. There's three questions in there.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to go take it?
Yeah. I mean, the last question is, do you need to answer your phone live? And the answer is not yes. It's hell yes. There's a huge statistics out there, and that's not coming from just me, that when somebody answers the phone, there's a much better response and a much better yield to whatever you're trying to do, whether it's sell or buy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's somebody that's, you know, an assistant or somebody in another country that you hire or whatever. So like everything, we're solving this problem, but it's, you know, we're solving this problem for our members. By getting a contract with people who do this, they outsource answering the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But don't wait for it. You should absolutely find somebody to do that.
There's plenty of services out there month to month, and you give them a script,
yep,
and they'll do exactly what you want. So it's really easy. So you could do something like, you know, have them answer the phone, say your company name. Hey, thanks for calling us. What kind of property do you have? You know, and they can take all the information down and say, all right, well, Katrina will be calling you back after 5, or if that's not convenient, would you rather her call you this weekend or whatever you set up? And they can make that happen for the people, make it real easy for you.
It solves two problems. Number one, what'll end up happening is if 15 people call you while you're at work, you'll get a script. You literally get 15 scripts back of the conversation that the caller had. And of those 15, a few of them are going to be real angry people because they think that their property is worth more. So now you've avoided the hate. You've outsourced the hate. So you're not going to call those people back. Throw those scripts aside. A few more of them are going to be, you know, I got the letter and my husband and I have been thinking about that. But we don't know yet. Can you please call me back? Put those in the middle. And then some of them are going to be, heck yes, thank you so much. Please call me to make arrangements to close. So a tremendous amount of work is outsourced for not a lot of money. If you go on successplant.com or the Land Academy online community and ask this question, who uses what? Because there's three or four of them out there, and I don't really want to plug one at all. Ask them what they use and ask them why, and then be prepared. You're going to get a real straight answer, and then be prepared to put your scripts together.
Mm-hmm.
I see that on the Land Academy community a lot, where people ask about scripts. It's like having me tell you exactly which county to go.
Make it your own.
Flavor it yourself. It's an ongoing thing. You're not going to use the same script forever.
Right.
It's probably going to change that week because you're not getting the responses. And you can tailor it based on the scripts, what you're getting back from the people who are calling you back. You can tailor it,
mm-hmm,
to get a better response even from there.
Cool.
The answer is yes, yes, and yes. And do not quit your job until there's like $500,000 in the bank.
Perfect.
That's a funny story.
Perfect.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, mailing offers to the same county twice? Who the heck?
I like this question.
This is the meat of the show.
Uh-huh. this seems to come up often because we have a lot of people in our world who we are attracting because of our data, and they are not necessarily land flippers, but they're agents and brokers and SFR people.
Attracted to our data.
They're attracted to our data.
Hey, baby, you like my data?
You like my data? Oh, I want to get a shirt, Data Queen, or something.
Oh, my God, that's perfect.
That'd be awesome. So
I'm writing that down.
Yeah. So that's...
A lot of people come to us from the SFR, from the single-family residential flipping scenario, with their tail between their legs. Some of people from are extremely successful at that for whatever reason. Maybe they're contractors and they like that stuff. But they want to enhance it. Mm-hmm. They want to enhance how they buy houses. We have a product called OffersToOwners.com, which does that. It provides just the data without any education. It's cheaper. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of overflow with these single-family residential mailing concepts. Here's like, in with houses, apparently people have had success mailing twice and three times and four times, mailing different, like, hey, I want to follow up. So that, we've never had to do that with land, and I've never heard of our members doing that because we just get such an overwhelming response every time we send a mailer out the first time. So to answer the directly answer this, no, we don't do it, but a lot of people do, and very successfully.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking, even though, yeah, it's very common, like that's my notes too, that it is really common for flippers. So I think that's why they think that we should be doing it. But I'll tell you what we do. Well, number one, follow up could be beneficial. I mean, we've talked about that. If you're in, if there's really a county, say you're doing this for the purposes of finding your dream property to put your cabin on, then I would do this. What I would do is I would hit my, you know, send a bunch of mailers out to my, you know, I've isolated the exact properties and the exact criteria that I want with some offers. I would, and if I didn't get what I wanted out of that, I might circle back around with a follow-up saying, hey, I just want to let you know I'm here and available. I've got the cash. You know, I'm really serious about buying your property because I'm searching. And the reason I'm doing it would be because I really only want that area, you know, and I'm trying to really get those people and smoke them out. But what we usually do is we just find it easier just to move to the next property type or the next county. So we don't have any deal flow issues.
Yeah.
So our acquisition.
On the buy side or the sell side.
Yeah.
In fact, the more diverse properties, the more diverse that the properties that we have, the better.
That's a good point.
You know, with houses, you pick a zip code and you nail it because you already probably have seller, you already have buyers, and we put it on the MLS. It's very much more traditional. With land, if you have one property in 50 states, each of the 50 states, you're going to sell them all that, if they're priced the way we do it, you'll sell them all that week.
That you just,
you don't want
up
50 properties in one little zip code.
That's it. That's probably the key right there, because those flippers are stuck with that zip code because they're in that zip code. They can get to that zip code every day because they have to, because they're actually doing a renovation. That makes a whole lot of sense. They can't venture out like we can. We're venturing out all over the country. You know, I think I'm going to check on the East Coast. Now I'm going to try this property in this area, you know?
Right.
Too easy for us to just move on there. And our goal, too, is take the top ones. It's like we take the cream off the top. Seriously. And then move on, you know? And yeah, and then the next level, they'll call us later on. It's funny how they might, you know, reach out to us, not right away, but 6 months or a year from now. But it's good.
There's a lot of questions we get. From SFR, former SFR or recovering house flippers. And here's a few more just for fun, since we're on the topic. Should I only mail properties where there's out-of-state owners? So you can see in a long list of, let's say you pick all the 5-acre properties in a county somewhere and you're staring at a list in Excel getting ready to send the mail out, and you notice that there's some, you know, a lot of people are out of state. The owners, the tax bills are being sent out of state. And the answer is no. That's a very popular...
True.
You know, if my mailing address, if I'm
absentee owners, is what
absentee
they call
owners
it.
That's right. Thank you, Joe. Mm-hmm. And so, no, that doesn't matter with us.
Mm-mm.
I don't know why. I guess with houses, you're really trying to. How much money would you really save if you did that on mail and data and the whole thing? Not very much.
Right.
That's always my answer to this. Well, are you trying to save $200 on this mailer?
Right.
If you are, I'm not sure you're ready.
Exactly.
You want to just really send everybody a letter, and they'll find you. Mm-hmm. They'll call you back.
Exactly.
Here's another one. Jack, should I only mail owners of land where it's vacant? What?
Meaning, oh, because it doesn't, yeah. Well, we search for no improvements, but
this is a joke. I got this question twice in the last month. Should I only mail the people who own land where the land is vacant, like a house? Well, I'm sorry.
Meaning nobody lives there?
All the land's vacant.
Okay, I'm like, this is such an odd question. I'm confused.
Well, because in houses, some people think, because they're driving for dollars and stuff, that it's not occupied. There's somebody on the internet who's making a huge deal out of this. Oh. Unoccupied houses are better acquisition candidates, mm-hmm. which I absolutely disagree with. It's not an informed decision. I'm right, not wrong.
I know. I have such a track record of people. The people don't believe me when I say this, but the majority of the property that we're buying is that people that they have it, they've lovingly cared for this property, they faithfully paid the taxes, because I didn't know they could not pay the taxes, and they're just happy to say, oh, thank you. Sally and I were just talking about this over coffee again today. We're just not going to retire there, and the kids don't want it.
Yeah, I've said it a million times. You're looking for a situation. Mm-hmm. You're not looking for the piece of real estate's really not that significant. What you're looking for is a circumstance. Mm-hmm. What Jill just described. I just got an offer. We really should sell this so we can just check it off of our life list.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's
the price
what
doesn't matter.
It doesn't. Thank goodness. Now I can just close that chapter.
I have a friend who
get it off my driveway.
Who just sold a vehicle and he called me and said he was all excited. I just sold this vehicle. You know, I've been thinking about selling it, and I called a dealer and said, do you want the vehicle? And the dealer came over and offered him a price, and he's like, I'll take it. I just want it out of the driveway.
Yeah.
I don't care what the price is. Just take it, please.
We haven't talked about
happy, happy, happy. And that's how we buy real estate. Yeah. He didn't care about the price. Just want it out of there. He's done.
We stopped talking about the little green car for a long time, but that was the little green car.
Yeah.
We were just happy to get rid of it. Paying it forward. Here you go. Now it's your problem. Just kidding.
So, should you mail the same county twice when you're doing land? It's up to you. We don't do it. We don't need to. We usually move on to the next county for diversification purposes. Mm-hmm. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Good show, Jill.
Yeah. I love that these questions that people are coming to us, and they're seeing the connection between all property types and data.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Mission accomplished there.
Yeah, that all the data that we have access to and all the mailing and all that stuff can be used for everything, and people are now getting it, so that's why they're asking us some of these interesting questions.
That's a good point. I think it used to be that social relationships kind of dictated real estate deals, you know, before the internet and before you could really manipulate data. Mm-hmm. You'd have to go to somebody who, like the town socialite, and ask them, hey, who's thinking about selling their house?
You know what's funny about that? You made me think of one more thing. I was talking about Grant Cardone on the show yesterday. One of the things that he told people was, when you're getting started in something, one of the reasons he said was just get to know some people who are already doing it. Because he said, let's just cut to the chase here, folks. It's still not what you know, it's who you know.
Oh.
And he said that in his world out loud. It's on Facebook Live right now. Seriously. He said, it's still who you know. And I'm like, oh, so.
I love when people tell the truth.
I know. And I love it. Exactly. Because I'm like, he's, you know, clearly saying, go out and meet some people and make some connections. It's going to help you out. Period.
It's still hard work.
It is.
There's no tricks. There's no secrets. There's no secret county.
That's true.
You don't have to spend a ton of money at all. Just have to get organized, and you have to stay motivated, mm-hmm. get organized, and do whatever it takes.
Yep.
That's it. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.